Married at First Sight. Chapter 4111. Zachary smiled. That's true. There's nothing we can do about it. He was born to be the heir of the York family. Serenity said, maybe our child will just be average. Zachary kissed her again and replied with confidence, no way. My child, no matter what, won't be bad. They say a great father can have an unremarkable son, but I'm exceptional. My child won't be bad. Serenity playfully pinched his cheek. You're so confident. It's too early to say. The baby isn't even born yet. Honey, go to sleep, she yawned. Zachary nodded. You sleep first. I want to watch you. Serenity closed her eyes, quickly drifting off. Meanwhile, Liberty was still on the phone with Duncan. After talking for over half an hour, she felt the weight of her anxiety lift. Duncan's support and encouragement gave her reassurance. She had no experience leading a powerful family or managing a large corporation, but she could learn. And she had plenty of people willing to help her. Everyone starts with nothing and builds from there. Life is a journey taken one step at a time. Duncan, I'm sorry for bothering you. I feel much better now. I think I'll take a nap, Liberty said apologetically. I'll thank you properly when I get back. Duncan's voice softened. We're husband and wife. There's no need to be so formal. I'm happy when you talk to me and trust me. No need to thank me. But if you really want to, well, you know. Liberty smiled. I'm just looking out for your health. Duncan, once a lifelong bachelor, was now a married man, and having a wife beside him made him a little greedy for affection. His legs hadn't fully healed yet, and Liberty worried about his health. So when he got too eager, she had to put on the brakes. Every time she saw his disappointed expression, she didn't know whether to laugh or feel guilty. I'm perfectly healthy. Sure, I'm a few years older than you, but I used to work out all the time. The doctor even said I'm in good shape, Duncan reassured her. If he hadn't been in such great shape before the accident, his recovery wouldn't have been this fast. From Duncan's perspective, he hadn't fully recovered since he still needed a wheelchair at times. But from the doctor's point of view, he was doing exceptionally well. Most people in his condition wouldn't have come this far in less than a year. Liberty smiled. All right, all right. You're in good health. When you've fully recovered, you can do whatever you want. Duncan chuckled. You said it. Liberty smirked. I did, and I'll stick to it. Now, go to sleep. I love you. Duncan's heart soared. Wife, how am I supposed to sleep now? You never say I love you often. How can I sleep after hearing that? Liberty wasn't usually the type to say sweet things. Duncan had always felt that his love for her ran deeper than hers for him. She married him, but they still hadn't had a wedding. Everyone in Wiltspoon knew they were legally husband and wife. Duncan made sure of that, but sometimes, he still felt uneasy. Maybe it was because they hadn't held a wedding yet. That's why he pushed himself so hard in rehab, determined to recover as soon as possible. Then, they could finally have their wedding. Liberty sighed. If you keep reacting like this, I won't say those three words next time. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4112. Chapter 4112. Duncan quickly said, I'm happy, really happy. It won't affect my sleep. But, my wife, the reason I'm so overjoyed is because you don't say I love you often. It makes me feel insecure, like you don't love me enough. I keep worrying that you accepted my feelings out of guilt. Liberty smiled. Duncan, I'm not a child. I'm in my 30s and have been through a divorce. I take remarriage very seriously. There's no way I'd make that kind of decision lightly. If I didn't have feelings for you, I wouldn't have married you. And it's not guilt. Your accident wasn't my fault, so why would I marry you out of guilt? Liberty was always rational. As a divorced woman who had once loved deeply, she knew remarriage required careful thought. It wasn't just about emotions, it was about whether the person she was marrying, along with his family, could fully accept both her and her son. Only when Duncan had proven that would she agree to be with him. Duncan loved her. Over time, she fell in love with Duncan too. He treated Sunny as his own child. After Duncan's accident, even the Lewis family softened. They no longer opposed the relationship. As long as Duncan was happy and willing to get married, they wouldn't interfere. He was nearly 40, he knew what he wanted. "I don't say I love you every day because I'm busy with work," Liberty explained. "Besides, we're both adults. Our love runs deep. We don't need to say it all the time. You know I love you, and I know you love me." Duncan said, "Wife, let's always be open with each other. No doubts. Now that I know how you feel, I won't overthink anymore. I won't worry that you don't truly love me or that you'll leave me." "Silly," Liberty teased. "In front of you, I am a fool, always afraid of losing you." Liberty said, "Before we got married, I asked if you'd ever regret it. You said no, so we got our marriage certificate. I meant what I said, if you don't leave, I'll never abandon you." She had always been serious about love. Even with Hank. Back then, she truly loved him. Their love had lasted for years, from their school days to marriage. If she hadn't loved him deeply, she wouldn't have quit her job, become a housewife, and had a child for him. But her devotion was repaid with betrayal and disdain. After that, she had wanted to shut her heart away forever. She had planned to focus on raising her son and never touch love again. But Duncan's persistence, his unwavering dedication, and the depth of his love slowly broke down her walls. He gave her the courage to believe in love again. She hoped this time, she had made the right choice, that she and Duncan would grow old together. Duncan said, "Liberty, I love you. I love you so much." Liberty smiled. "Me too. Now, go to sleep. If you don't, the sun will be up soon." Duncan chuckled. "Okay." Finally, they ended the call. After hanging up, Duncan thought for a moment, then sent a message to his secretary. He told him to cancel all his meetings for the next week. At dawn, he would have his assistant book a flight to Jensburg. His wife needed support right now. Even if she didn't ask for his help, just knowing he was by her side would make her feel more at ease. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4113. Chapter 4113. The next day. Liberty slept until noon. She had barely fallen asleep around 4 in the morning, so she didn't wake up until midday. Reaching for her phone on the bedside table, she checked the time, it was almost noon. She quickly sat up, changed her clothes, freshened up, and headed downstairs. The house was quiet. Only the sound of her footsteps echoed through the space. "Catherine? Catherine?" She called out twice, but there was no response. Liberty guessed Catherine had either gone out or was in the yard. The lingering aroma of food told her that lunch had already been prepared. She made her way to the front door. Just as she stepped outside, she saw Catherine and Pedro returning with a few guests. Her sharp eyes immediately spotted Duncan. He was seated in a wheelchair, pushed by his personal bodyguard. Another bodyguard followed behind, pulling a suitcase. Catherine and Pedro weren't empty-handed either, they carried large and small gift boxes. Duncan had brought them specialties from Wiltspoon. When Catherine saw Duncan arriving with so many gifts, she had said, "Liberty is the owner of the Farrell family mansion now, and you're her husband. This is your home too. You don't have to bring so much." "These are to honor my aunt," Duncan replied. Catherine smiled at that and accepted the gifts. Although she was a few years younger than Liberty, their family hierarchy meant Liberty had to address her as aunt. Since Duncan was Liberty's husband, he naturally followed suit. "Liberty, you're up." Catherine spotted Liberty standing at the doorway and smiled. "Look who's here." Mr. Lewis heard you weren't sleeping well and was worried about you. So, he got up early, caught a flight, and just arrived. Liberty stepped forward, moving toward the group. Duncan, why didn't you tell me you were coming? Seeing her husband, Liberty couldn't hide her joy. The smile on her face said it all. The bodyguard stepped aside, allowing Liberty to take over pushing Duncan's wheelchair. I wanted to surprise you, Duncan said with a grin. Then, lowering his voice, he added, I didn't dare make a big deal out of it. I was afraid Sonny would cry and insist on coming with me. He has kindergarten tomorrow. Of course, there was another reason he wanted time alone with Liberty. Sonny was a sweet, sensible child, but he was still a child. And as newlyweds, Duncan and Liberty didn't need a third wheel tagging along. If Sonny finds out you came alone, he'll be upset, Liberty said knowingly. Duncan chuckled. I'll make it up to him with extra toys. He's easy to coax. I'll just tell him it was a business trip, Duncan continued. Obviously, I couldn't bring him along for that. Plus, he has school bad timing. Liberty smiled, seeing through his excuse. She knew the truth. Duncan had come for her. He understood her worries, her anxieties. He wanted to be here, by her side, as her support. Yes, his mobility was still limited, but his mind was sharp. When it came to business, he was more experienced than she was. With him around, she'd have guidance, a second perspective. She wouldn't have to navigate everything alone. But your company is busy, Liberty pointed out. What about your work while you're here? Married at First Sight, Chapter 4114. Chapter 4114. I have so many managers. If they can't handle the company's affairs, then why am I even paying them? And if things really get out of hand, I have my three brothers. They'll step in when needed. Plus, Josh and Zachary will help too. Don't worry, Lewis and Co. won't go bankrupt just because I'm away for a while. Right now, nothing mattered more to Duncan than his wife. With his brothers helping out and a well-trained management team running the company, there was no reason for him to stress over work. And if anyone dared remind him of his disability? Well, when his brothers grumbled about handling extra responsibilities, he simply pointed out that he was now a useless man who could barely walk. That usually shut them up, leaving them no choice but to handle business without further complaints. The group stepped inside the house. Let's eat first, Catherine suggested. The warmth of the heating system wrapped around them, and Duncan suddenly felt hot. Liberty noticed right away and helped him take off his coat. I'll take you to wash your hands before we eat, she offered, ready to assist him. Duncan shook his head. No need. I can still walk a short distance. He motioned for her to let him go, and Liberty stepped back, allowing him to walk to the sink on his own. Meanwhile, Catherine and Pedro brought out the prepared dishes, setting them on the small dining table. The Farrell family mansion had several dining rooms. When the whole family gathered, they used the larger dining room, where a long table could accommodate 20 people at once. If there was an even bigger event, they moved to the grandest dining hall. But tonight, it was just the four of them, so they dined in the smallest room. Liberty, Duncan, these dishes were all made by Mr. Fraser himself. You'll have to taste his cooking, Catherine said with a smile. Pedro, standing beside her, simply chuckled. Since Mr. Fraser cooked, I'd better savor every bite. Let me grab a good bottle of wine. We'll have a couple of drinks, Liberty said, turning to fetch it. There was no need to return to work today, and Catherine and Pedro weren't planning to go out either. A little wine wouldn't hurt. Pedro smiled modestly. I only know how to make a few simple home-cooked meals. Catherine scoffed. A little humility is nice, but don't downplay your skills. With your cooking, you could serve a full banquet. Pedro was an all-around assistant. Cooking was just one of his many talents. And not just ordinary cooking. Compared to him, even a five-star chef might fall short. Pedro's gaze softened as he looked at Catherine. I worked hard to improve my cooking so you could enjoy your meals. Whatever you like, I'll make it for you. Ahem. Liberty and Duncan cleared their throats at the same time. A not-so-subtle reminder that they were still there. Catherine's face flushed pink. It wasn't like she and Pedro had done anything inappropriate, he had only said a few sweet words to her. We've endured plenty of your couple moments, now it's your turn to deal with ours, Catherine teased, turning toward Liberty with a playful glint in her eyes. Liberty chuckled. You know what? I can't even argue with that. Husband, come sit down. I'll serve you some soup, tell me what you'd like, and I'll get it for you. Understanding the game, Liberty played along, making sure Catherine got a taste of her own medicine. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4115. Chapter 4115. Duncan said, I'm not picky. I'll eat whatever you choose. Let's start with some soup. He was easygoing. This was how they usually interacted. Duncan took care of Liberty, and Liberty took care of him. Liberty served him a bowl of soup and picked a dish for him with her chopsticks. Duncan immediately returned the gesture, placing her favorite dish in her bowl. Catherine and Pedro sat across from them. How long are you staying this time, Mr. Lewis? Catherine asked. To her, Duncan moving into the Farrell family mansion was like coming home. But she knew his real home was in Wiltspoon. His business, his family, and his friends were all there. I'll go back once Liberty's job is stable, Duncan replied. He planned to stay until she had secured her position in the Farrell family. Catherine smiled at Liberty. You made the right choice this time. No matter what challenges lie ahead, he'll be right by your side. Liberty picked up another piece of food for Duncan and said, That's right. I made a mistake once, I had to be more careful the second time. Choosing the right person is everything. She and Duncan exchanged a loving look. We promised each other we'll never leave. We'll grow old together. Catherine chuckled. You should have a daughter soon. Has anyone been urging you to have a second child? If not, let me be the bad guy this time. She continued, a daughter would not only carry on President Lewis's legacy but also ensure the Farrell family has a successor. One child is enough, no need for a spare to repeat the mistakes of the past. Catherine wanted Liberty to understand having more than one daughter could create resentment. If one became the heir while the other got nothing, jealousy could take root, leading to ambition and conflict. She had seen it happen before, family bonds broken, relatives turning against each other, all for power. Liberty nodded. I'm not young anymore. If I have another baby, I'd be an older mother. I don't plan to go through that again. But the Farrell family's successor has to be a daughter. There's no guarantee your second child would be a girl. We could use advanced medical technology to ensure it, Catherine suggested. Duncan spoke up. That would put Liberty through a lot, and I don't want her to suffer. We'll let nature take its course. In a year or two, when things are more settled, we'll try for another child. Whether it's a son or a daughter, that's up to fate. IVF was tough on women, and Duncan wasn't willing to put Liberty through that. Next year would be a good time to start, Catherine advised. The older she gets, the harder pregnancy will be. It's much easier when you're younger. She spoke like an elder, encouraging them to plan ahead. With Liberty's ability, she'll stabilize the Farrell family within a year, Catherine added. Right now, they're not as united as they once were. Without unity, they won't accomplish much.